Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Bruce, we had to interrupt you while you were in the middle of your description in our past segment. Can you pick up on it now, please?
Right now?
Yeah, so just before the break there, Bruce, you were saying that in all of your experience working on the Star Wars program, it sounds like you didn't come into any knowledge that this program had anything to do with defending Earth from aliens.
Yeah. I kept my ears wide open, you might say, to hear anything that made it look like part of the tasking of this program was to be able to shoot things coming from the outside, alien craft or whatever you want to talk about. The use for these big lasers was all to be to shoot down rockets.
Right. They were an anti-ballistic missile system.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Although, you know, I mean, Reagan did say something about, you know, imagine what it would be like if we had a common enemy that was not from this Earth, right? And so, you know, I wonder if that was just coincidence.
Well, he was a witness anyway, because of a sighting he had on board an airplane. He was flying in an airplane when he was the governor of California. And so it may be that may have been the source of his statements about alien. Wouldn't we unite if there were alien an attack from the outside? I'm pretty sure that had there been a need to turn these lasers around and point them away from the Earth instead of towards the Earth, that would have come out somewhere in these discussions of how a system was to be built, so-called architecture for a system. And the architecture is built to solve a certain number of types of problems. The tasking for the system, was to shoot down missiles which might get to be a couple hundred miles above the surface of the Earth, but no farther than that. Nobody was going to try to shoot down the moon or something. And as I said, there weren't any discussions of how you would turn the laser out so it's pointing outwards and shoot down something that's coming at high speed from the outside. There were suggestions that if you were to see a big chunk of rock heading towards the Earth, you might try to shine a laser at it and cause a ejection of plasma, heated gases and ions from this chunk of rock, and change its trajectory to save the Earth or something. That would be the only reason that they would turn one of these big lasers around and try to point it at something.
Right, and to be clear, you're talking about the space-based platforms that they were talking about back then. Yeah. There were some ground components to that as well. They were building a really large one, but then the whole project got abandoned. And
right.
So I'm not sure that much on the ground ever really did get built. They do have the Starfire range where they do the testing. And I know that they put one in 747 that they could fly around in actually and aim at different things. So, mm-hmm. And now they're talking about putting them in fighters.
Yes. They thought they had a really reasonable justification for the airborne laser to be able to protect us from Korea and North Korea if they were to shoot a missile. We'd have to have a couple of airborne laser craft in the area all the time in order to be able to counterattack any missile that North Koreans might launch. But I don't know whether they still have any patrolling going on like that.
Let me ask you about a couple of other related things in terms of photos. Now, most of us out here, we've heard of the Edward Meyer case, and we know what we think of it. But you know the Edward Meyer photos from the contactee in Switzerland.
Yeah.
What do you think of those photos?
My website. Get my website. Brumac.mysite.com. www.brumac.mysite.com.
Right, yeah. That is a really good website, by the way. It's sort of old-fashioned in its design, but there is a wealth of information there. So definitely people should visit the site. But can you tell our listeners just for the show what you think of these photos?
The reason I brought up my website is because I've got a complete analysis of the movie that he was showing, his first photographic testimony was a movie, and it shows a Meyer-type UFO that's going left and right and left and right and left and right. I hate to use the terminology, but it looks very much like a pendulum.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that was my impression as well.
And my paper on this got published in the IUR, International UFO Reporter, 20-some years ago, under the title Pendulum from the Pleiades. Anyway, this movie, they have tried to argue that, well, the UFOs can fly any track that they want. And my argument is, well, it's really strange that they happen to move along a track that has a center point. In other words, it swings an arc, a section of arc with a fixed suspension point. If you look at this Meyer movie, you see it begins with this UFO starting at the left-hand side, if I recall correctly, being slowly moving to the left, and then all of a sudden it starts to move to the right, and it goes, I hate to use the term swinging again, but it goes swinging down to the bottom, the lowest point of the trajectory, and then it goes up as it continues to the right, and then it stops its motion and it reverses and goes back past the center point, the lowest point in the trajectory, up to the highest altitude point on the left side, and back and forth and back and forth. It's kind of hard for me to look at that and not say, pendulum.
Yeah.
I confine my spending my time and analysis to this movie itself after I had figured out what the movie was showing. And the motion of this object initially is what we would call a planar pendulum. It's typically, you hold the suspension point fixed, pull the bob, the weight, whatever you want to call it, off to one side, and then let go, and it swings back and forth, and it sweeps out what's known as a plane surface. Okay? If you were to take the suspension point and move the suspension point in a little circle, you could gradually get this planar pendulum to become what's known as a circular motion pendulum.
Isn't that typical, though? We're going to break in a moment here. Bruce, we're going to break in a moment. Isn't that typical, though, of the stuff that emerged from Billy Meyer? By the way, listeners, our staff announcer, Bob Zanotti, actually interviewed Billy Meyer, and he posted it somewhere. I have to find it because I think he helped Meyer speak in English. So as an historical perspective, this might be fascinating to check out. got Dr. Bruce McAbee with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Dr. Bruce McAbee is joining us, and he has something more to say about his explorations into the exploits of Billy Meier. One of our early guests on the show, a guy named Jeff Ritzman, once made a very credible duplicate of the infamous wedding cake photo from Billy Meier. Boy, did that start a ruckus.
Yeah, there always has been. Well, what I was getting at was the period. There's a time situation with the pendulum here. The pendulum goes back and forth, left and right. The period of the pendulum, the time it takes to go from one side to the other and back again, is determined by the length of the pendulum, not by its weight, but by the weight, by the length of the suspension. And you can calculate the time of a planar pendulum, calculate what the length of the suspension is from the period of the planar pendulum, and then turns out the torsion pendulum going around in circles has the same period. And in his movie, you see it start off as a planar pendulum, and then it ends up as a torsion pendulum as it's swinging around. It looks like it hits a distant tree, just barely touching this distant tree. Well, and I got my copy. I got this movie from a Japanese investigator who had made a copy of Meyer's movie and gave me a copy of that that I could analyze. And he went to the place where Meyer lived and went to the area where this pendulum, where this UFO supposedly was going back and forth. And guess what? There wasn't any tree there. So it had to be all a setup. And apparently Meyer did have some help from other people. Anyway, my own conclusion was I couldn't say that Meyer never had any UFO experiences, but I'm not using his experiences as evidence for UFOs.
Well, you know, it's interesting. These days, you could take your iPhone and set up a room with a green screen and create some pretty credible stuff with some fairly low-cost rendering software. I mean, how the world has changed.
Yeah. Well, speaking of change, let's jump up to the modern.
Please.
I think I sent you a press release.
Yes. Let me give the headline of the press release. This is why we actually had you back on the show. And I wanted to give people the background first so they understand where you've been, where you're coming from before we go here. Navy physicist retired Dr. Bruce McAbee predicts that the Navy's Special Unidentified Aerial Phenomena UAP Task Force, UAPTF, will confirm what civilian investigators have long suspected: some UAP are vehicles controlled by non-human intelligences. Now, we all know about the task force, but you really think they're going to confirm anything at all?
Well, they lead up to it, the AATIP stuff. They've made a list of what they call observables. If you think something is a normal man-made craft, then these observables won't be observed. Observables such as the ability to appear or disappear as if they had just vanished from sight, gone into another dimension or something like that. These observables that they were talking about were actually observed way back as early as 1947, the extremely high speeds. In 1947, a document written by a Air Force investigator saying that they suddenly appear as if dropping down from a high altitude, or suddenly disappear as if complete disintegration, and having a weird shape with no control surfaces, no obvious means of propulsion, all this stuff that they categorize the true UFOs, what I used to call TRUFO, T-R-U-F-O, the true UFOs have all or most of these observables. And as I said, we really haven't learned much then, I guess, over the last 70 years, because the observables that they talked about back in 1947 are essentially the same ones that they seem to have, almost like they claim to have discovered these observables as part of the secret investigation stuff going on. The stuff that first became visible to the public in December of 2017, when the New York Times had a big article on the AATIP.
The Advanced Aerial Threat Identification Program, right? Yeah, we cover that with just about everybody that comes on these days because it has become very high profile. And it just goes to show that they have been investigating them, even though most of the people, on the official side would say no. And this actually brings up a really interesting point, because at one point you did a review of John Alexander's book on UFOs, where he was saying that there was really nothing to it and they weren't doing anything.
Yeah, well, the John Alexander situation is amusing. If you get my book, FBI CIA UFO Connection, you find in the ending section of chapters my own direct interactions with the CIA in this regard, because of an unusual situation that I was working for the Navy, but doing work on generating underwater sound with lasers, and it turned out that the CIA had an interest in that, and I was the only person in the United States doing work on it. They knew that some people were doing it in Russia, and they needed to know what the possibility would be that this could be used for communication between aircraft and submarines, secure communications between an aircraft up above the water and a submarine down below. A submarine wouldn't have to come up to listen by radio if it could listen to sound generated at the surface of the water. And then travel underwater sound is pretty effective stuff. Anyway, that sort of got me into the CIA.
Now, we're going to continue with this in our next segment, because we had Dr. Alexander on just very recently, repeating a lot of the things he had to say. So, Dr. Bruce McAbee, fascinating press release that we're covering here about the Pentagon UAP Task Force. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden blitzed the battleground states of Michigan and Pennsylvania Saturday, trying to shore up support just days away from the election. In Flint, Biden told his supporters that a national mask mandate is part of his plan to deal with the pandemic.
On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan I've been talking about for months, already laid out. A national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things. As President Obama just said, it should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
President Trump told supporters in Reading, Pennsylvania, that Biden's plan would result in a national lockdown.
Under Biden, there will be no school,
No graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no Easter, no 4th of July. There will be no future for our country. Other than that, he's going to do a great job.
This is USA Radio News. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday a month-long national lockdown as COVID cases in the country have been increasing quickly. The lockdown will start on November 5th and run through December 2nd. In announcing the new lockdown, Johnson said he did not make his decision lightly.
You know, I'm not going to pretend to you that these judgments aren't incredibly difficult. They are incredibly difficult. And we have to find the right balance, and we have to change with the changing pattern of the virus. And alas, what we're seeing now is a pretty consistent surge, not just in this country, but across many of our friends and partners in Europe. So we have to deal with it.
The UK has been averaging at least 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day for the last week, with deaths rising to more than 46,000, the highest total in Europe. The UK joins Belgium, the Czech Republic, France, Germany, and Ireland in announcing new lockdowns over the last week. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're talking here, Bruce, about your interactions with the CIA. So the point I guess you're making here is that Dr. Alexander kind of denies a connection that you realize exists?
Well, not exactly. I didn't know John Alexander until he called me up on the phone in 1985, I think. He said he wanted to get together and talk about the UFO situation. It was unclassified information. And I wrote about this in my book, The FBI-CIA UFO Connection, how Alexander described to me how he said there's good news and there's bad news, and they are the same. The good news is that there's no UFO investigation group going on in the government. That means it's wide open for civilian investigators without any interference from the government. Then the bad news is the government isn't doing anything about it, which means nobody's minding the store, so to speak. Then leaving it all up to civilian investigators who can't handle the whole thing. So my own opinion was that Alexander hadn't looked hard enough or whatever to be sure there wasn't anything going on. Now, this is a 1985-86 time frame. His book was published 7 or 8 years ago, I believe it was. Maybe more recently than that. But there had been some 20 years between when I talked to him and thought that he had looked enough. There's some 20 years between when I talked to him and decided that he hadn't looked hard enough. And he wrote his book. When he wrote his book, he said that he had been looking for many years past the time that he talked to me and still hadn't found anything. But apparently there was something going on because it led into this ATIP group.
Okay, that's an interesting thing to trace here. Now, we look at the Pentagon UFO studies from the early 2000s, the task force now, and it almost seems as if they'd rather pretend that this is all new. It's not based on anything else. But that doesn't make sense to me. What do you have to say about it? Now, the impression created by the Pentagon study, and then, of course, about the UFO task force, is this is something they've done anew. They don't make reference to any of the old stuff. You follow me?
Right. And Elizondo and the boys, with their observables, treat this situation as if it's totally new. Nobody knows what happened 10 years ago or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70. They pay no attention to it. It's what, all is important is what they found out in the, well, since 2005 or 6. Supposedly they started this ATIP investigation. I forget. It ran for 5 years or something like that. And then sure. It was closed. I don't know if we've actually gotten good words on what they discovered in the first 5 years. They just ended the investigation for some reason or other.
We've got a question on our internet forum at forum.theparacast.com from one of our listeners and forum participants named Rusty Shackelford. Now, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this or are familiar with it, but he's wanting to know about when Greg Bishop stated that Bill Moore was given a map of the Nevada test site with locations on it labeled S4 and Saucer Mesa in 1984, and that around that time, Bruce was given maps of, I'm assuming he's referring to you, given maps of Albuquerque and Kirtland Air Force Base from Colonel Ernie Kellerstrass with certain UFO information marked on it. Have you ever seen any of these S4 maps from Moore? Do you have any commentary on them?
Yes, this is a long time ago. Kind of hard to remember everything that was associated with that. I was interested in investigating the what I call a Kirtland Landing event. And again, referring to my website, I've got a big long analysis of that. And I also have the full testimony of Hawk, that is Ernie Kellerstrop, who's was one of the birds in the aviary, so to speak. He went under the name of Hawk. Anyway, he told us a lot about what happened back in the 60s, 60s and 70s, when he was going to Kirtland and other places as part of his work. Anyway, I remember some maps that he had marked on. And some places we try to check out a country club on the northern part of Kirtland. The northern area of Kirtland, supposedly a country club that had been built specifically for meetings about UFOs and some other things. As I said, it's been a long time since I thought about it, but I am familiar with what he's talking about.
And were there markings or indications on these maps that there was some kind of UFO activity taking place?
Well, he had a place inside the restricted area. Let's see. What's the name of the atomic laboratory there? Well, you drive out into this big area, and there was a building where Kellerstrass was told to test tests for the effects of radiation on animals. And when I went there, there was, in fact, a building that could have been what Kellerstuss was talking about. I went there and checked this stuff out in the early 1980s. I was checking out stuff that had occurred almost 20 years earlier. There were some indications of it. He talked about a building on the north side of Kirtland.
Okay. Yeah, from what I can tell, they just...
The north side of Albuquerque, where there had been a building that was built specially for... people have meetings and on this subject. I have to think about it a while to get my thoughts all back together. But I know.
Well, you're doing pretty good actually, because
if you could confirm everything Hawk said, what he said would have been enough to blow the lid off. He was telling me this stuff in 1985, I think. It was enough to have blown the lid off the cover-up if he could have proven what he was talking about.
Well, we have all this stuff, Bruce, and we'll continue on in the next segment. And this is referring back, of course, to the FBI, CIA, UFO connection and all these events, that there are lots of things that come up here. And if some proof could be presented in a way that nobody could dismiss it, we could blow it open then, I guess. More to come with Gene Randall and Bruce. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, I guess we're trying to dovetail all that stuff that went on then with what's going on now. So when the original Pentagon UFO study was set up at the instigation of now former Senator Harry Reid, and they treated it as something brand new, you have any insights into what really went on?
I know nothing about that except what's been in the papers and stuff.
Would you speculate a little bit about what you think might have gone on there?
You mean back at in the 1960s at Kirtland Air Force Base? And
No. The fact that we have this new stuff about Pentagon UFO investigations that ignores everything that went before. Is there any history that can be traced before these developments or what? Or do we have to go back to the 60s and 70s again?
Well, I'm trying to think of what you could pick things apart. If you read the what I wrote about my interactions with the CIA in 1980, well, most of us, 1979 through about 1996 or so, I was trying to find some evidence of a group interested in the subject in the CIA, and I never came up with anything except for one guy, Ron Pandolfi, who's become famous for other things. Pandolfi was the guy who discovered that some major airplane manufacturer organizations were essentially giving away technology to the Chinese. Pandolfi made it into the newspapers for that. And he's the guy who blew the whistle on our giveaway of technology to the Chinese. That was in the newspapers in the mid-1990s. Whatever the government did to suppress giving away stuff to the Chinese wasn't very effective. The Chinese got it anyway. But
they seem to be doing a lot of that. Huh?
Have you heard of the Weird Desk?
No, tell us about it.
Well, one of the things that I found out when I first met the CIA, and I first met the CIA because of the formerly world famous sightings and the New Zealand sightings of December 1978, and the ones in particular, the ones December 30th and 31st, 1978.
Those would be like the Kakura lights, right?
That's right. It's still the only sighting to have a paper published in a technical journal. The Applied Optics, I wrote a paper about the brightness of a of a light that was filmed from this freighter aircraft. And I could spend hours going into all the details of the New Zealand sightings. But suffice it to say, the best documented civilian sightings that I'm aware of is just they have six or seven witnesses who remember things. Two of them are experienced pilots, the pilot and the co-pilot of this freighter aircraft that they were in. Then there happened to be a news crew, cameraman with 8mm, 16mm movie, professional movie camera, and a reporter, Australian TV news reporter, actually there were two guys involved. So there are numerous witnesses, and what really is the icing on the cake, I guess you could say, is the fact that there was a tape recording that was made on the airplane at the time by the reporter, so he was taking real-time information and documenting it. And there was also a tape recorder running at the Wellington Air Traffic Control Center, recording everything that happened on a minute-by-minute basis. So we had a lot of, and in particular, there was radar from the Wellington radar, air traffic control radar, that was being monitored by a couple of radar guys, and they could tell me afterwards what are these radar targets were with respect to the airplane. Anyway, I needed some help in radar to do and analyze these stuff, and I ended up going to the CIA for some help. It was not my idea to do that, but somebody suggested that they would have the information that I might need to understand radar stuff. Well, that resulted in me going to the CIA headquarters a couple of times in 1979. And then I had no intention of ever going back to the CIA again. And then in 1984, I got a phone call from a CIA guy who wants to know about laser-generated underwater sound. And that's how my interactions with the CIA began. And I actually spoke a couple of times there on UFOs, including the Gulf Breeze case, some other stuff.
Well, we'd like to get into those cases, but one of the things that I'd like to ask you about the Kakura lights and is that, yeah, there was some film taken there, and there's two related questions here, and I'll just ask you the first one straight out. I've seen you in a number of interviews and documentaries over the years, and I really wasn't sure from the way that they presented you in those films if they were actually presenting you correctly. And I'd like to know if there are any instances you feel in any of these documentaries when you feel that you've been misquoted or misrepresented, either by skeptics or by the ufology community.
Nothing sticks out like that.
Okay, here's something that sticks out for me. When I first saw that image on the documentary from the Kakura lights, and you've got this squiggly thing, and they're saying that this all took place within a single frame rate, so this object must have been moving extremely fast. And then they backed it up with, because you were there and you said that you were looking at something. But to me, that just looks like camera shake. It doesn't look like there is an object moving, really, to me. So, you know, is that camera shake, or do you think this object went zipping around in the frame?
Well, I argued for a long time that the camera must have bumped something there. And I would still give it a considerable probability. However, other people took my suggestion and tried to create such an amount of motion. We're talking about 1/10 of a second, the frame time.
Yes.
This thing moved, and it was maybe 10 miles away at the time, so that would correspond to a considerable amount of motion for 1/10 of a second. Now, oddly enough, this links up with a modern the stuff that we've been learning in the last few years as a result of the Navy jet interactions, as long as you think that UFOs are constrained to operate like Newtonian physics, you would have to say that this squiggly image in the New Zealand film was somehow a result of a mechanical vibration. But we now know from the tic-tac type of stuff that these things can zip around in all sorts of ways, making right-angle turns and so on, at extremely high speeds. Stuff that we wouldn't be able to do, that's for sure. So, it says you don't have to go back and look at that squiggle frame with a new sense of the capability of the object. Maybe that was actual motion.
I do have some special news for PowerCast Plus subscribers. So, Dr. Bruce McAbee will be back for this weekend's episode of After the PowerCast, and he'll have a lot more to say to cover his work over the years and that press release. Remember that you have to be a member of the PowerCast Plus to get After the PowerCast for more info. Check the PowerCast.plus. We do give a free coupon code for a free copy of The Phenomenon, the James Fox documentary, for long-term subscriptions to the PowerCast Plus. Go to the PowerCast.plus for more. We got a lot more to come with Dr. Bruce McAbee. We're talking now on various events over the years and centering on that press release that we may get some kind of disclosure announcement from the Pentagon's UAP task force. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.